Here, the old gods are dead.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, this is the Creepy Wee Podcast. I'm Rebecca with Liam.
Hi. That one's so gormless. I try and say hi normally every time. Have you ever seen, like, with Trixie and Katya from Drag Race? And there's the episodes where Trixie's trying to be nice. And she's like, hi. I feel very like that whenever I try and, like, because I either come across super, super faggy, which I guess is realistic, but it's not, like, winning awards, you know, or I come across like hi.
And yet the transcript technology still thinks we're the same women. Like when I normally speak, like when I'm on this podcast, like my voice is quite deep. I can, it's quite deep right now, but when I say like hey, this is gonna be my podcast, like folk I can listen to this podcast and they're like, oh, you sound so polite, and I'm like, oh, right.
Sound like that. Oh yeah, sometimes when you introduce us, I'm like, oh, look at her.
Pretend that it's the hunchies no. Today we're gonna be talking about the Kaliak. Liam, you've done an interview, yes?
I have done an interview. You're in for a treat, girls. Oh, you're in for a treat. I am the world's best interviewer, it has to be said. Like, Becca's not heard this yet. Like, I just finished recording the interview, and then Becca's not heard it before I've sent it to her to edit, so she's going to literally want to murder me. So I deliberately did it like this, because I know how much editing it's going to require, and I know it's not me doing it. So
I just sit by the phone waiting for Liam to call me so we can do this podcast, like, for the last... you know, like 2 hours, and I can't when we were going to be phoning, and he was on time, but I still like sat and just watched TikToks for like 2 hours until we were due to record. That being said, I was on TikTok today. I don't know who else uses TikTok, but me and Liam do. It's our main format of communication.
Yeah.
I was on TikTok like 2 seconds before you phoned, right? TikTok, which is Tumblr 2.0 in terms of its, like, social justice and like weird digressions and stuff, honestly. It's got a reblog button.
Shut up.
This is what I've been dying to tell you, that TikTok's got a reblog button. And I just tried to test it out, and it hasn't come up on my profile, so I don't know where it went. So it says that you can repost to share to friends, and I'm like, where has it gone? Because I did repost something, but I don't know where it went.
That's crazy. Like, that's great. They're going to have tags in the bottom of it now, and it's like, hashtag, this is amazing, hashtag, super hoolock.
But I'm, scared now, because I just picked, like, a random video about, like, a woman was, like, buying a dress for Zara, and there was a rat sewn into the dress, and it was just some random video like that, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to try this repost button, and I don't know where the video has gone, or if anybody got a notification that I did that. So, like, it might come up on your For You page, Liam.
I'll check right now. Guys, bear with. We can edit this to me.
It should be at the top of your For You page, or, like, following or something. It should be, like, a rat sewn into a Zara dress. This is just so irrelevant, but like...
Okay, well, I can't find it anywhere.
Oh my god, I wonder where it went. Like, if anybody's got a notification that I've just, like, reposting rap videos. Anyway.
I'm sorry that that happened to you.
I mean, the Tumblr discourse on TikTok is relevant to us because me and Liam actually met on Tumblr. How horrific is that? That's the horror part. The horror part of your podcast is that me and Liam actually met on actually, we met on Tumblr, which is embarrassing whenever I tell people that. But
I mean, we had viral posts. No one will ever know the name of our handles because I don't want known for the viral posts.
But they weren't cancelled.
You're not going to be cancelled. All you did was be gay and did crime.
Yeah. Crimes against humanity. Crimes against myself.
Grievous bodily harm. Wait, what is that?
It's like when you're on in America they call it assault, like kind of like when you, like, if you're on a night out and you punch somebody.
What? That's not assault here.
We call it grievous bodily harm here.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. I don't know. I did study law, but like journalism law, so like I didn't kind of like the ins and outs of like every single thing, but obviously I've done cases on grievous bodily harm and that's what it appeared to be to me, but it's been years since I did like anything today with like news, so if there's any lawyers or any journalists out there, look, correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, didn't.
Don't, because we don't take criticism. We're literally just having fun and being ourselves. So
yeah.
Fuck you, Mom. Fuck you, Dad. Anyway, so what's your like worst moment of your life this week? Because I know mine.
Well, the fact that we couldn't get the podcast out last week,
yeah,
is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, because so the power at B does not want us to put this episode out. I don't know why, because it's good. I think it's good, but the plan's good. but, so, as you all know, I was homeless. I found a flat now, but I'm not allowed to move in yet, and I've been living with my friend, and his Wi-Fi contract came to an end, like 2 days before we were supposed to record, and then he turned around to me and he was like, oh, the Wi-Fi runs out this day, and I was like, sorry, what?
To be fair, I had been out the night before and was ready enough to record, but when Liam was like, my Wi-Fi's cut out, I was like, I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse that I can't record in the condition that I'm in, because my voice was like, my voice isn't like brilliant as it is, but it's really like actual shit. Like, I was like, I can't record like this. You can tell that I've whited.
Yeah, well, just every time we tried to record it, something else went wrong. Like, it was my sister's wedding. Fuck you for getting married. I couldn't do my podcast recording then. You're so fucking selfish.
Congrats to your sister, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, but we got it done. And as we said, we have a treat for you this episode. So I've interviewed my friend Cara Murray from the Kaliach Collective, or however you say it. We're going to say it 20 different ways in the episode. You know the drill by now. And that interview is going to come up after this break. So, I'm here with my friend Cara, who's laughing at me.
Liam just told me not to be awkward.
I said, don't be awkward, or I'm locking you in the cage. I'm here with my friend Cara Murray from the... Wait, did I just dox you?
Wait.
Are you okay with your surname being...
I might not be. No, I'm joking. I am.
Okay, that's fine. Cara Murray from the... How do you say it?
You go.
Kalia?
I say Kalia.
Kalia. That makes more sense, I guess.
I think. So, I think it's actually Kalia. Is that what you said?
That's what I
said. Okay, wait, maybe. I think it might actually be that.
Okay, let's just like pretend. We'll stick with one. So, Cara Murray of the Kalia Collective. A small art collective. Well, not small anymore.
Well,
you're popping off with the following. an art collective based in the Highlands of Scotland, but with a further reach than that now.
Yeah, we've done some like bigger projects that are like wider than the Highlands.
Yeah.
But like main focus is the Highlands.
Yeah. Which is really quite a good thing to have, because when we were growing up, there wasn't... Oh, me and Cara are friends.
Wait, no we're not.
yeah, so growing up, we didn't really have a lot of opportunities. It was like the Highland Print Studio and the youth whatever.
Yeah, the Youth Arts Hub. And then, I mean, there's a few different like small things, but yeah, we kind of just wanted to...
create a space.
Yeah, a safe space.
A
space for the queers.
Yeah, yeah.
To all the queers listening, that was like actually serious, but like I made it a joke.
I mean, it's not just for the queers.
Anyway, I'm just gonna have a wee interview with the old Cara here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I feel like I'm being awkward.
I feel like I'm being awkward. I like it might have sounded like a joke, but I did threaten her earlier. I said, "Don't be awkward."
No, now I feel like you've put that in my head.
And now I'm so, Cara, can you tell me a little bit about what the collective does?
So, so far, we've done like lots of little different projects, but mostly it's just like trying to like provide opportunities. So we've done like our first project, we did a zine that like featured, I think it was like 28, 30 like younger Highland artists.
Thank you. She just called me young because I was... Oh yeah, I'll put pictures of the zine up on the Pretty Wee podcast. Flex on y'all. Yeah,
I mean, talents. We still have some if anyone wants to buy one. Just plug that there.
Link in bio.
Yeah.
Link in
bio. Just give me a message. We've also we did another zine recently that was like was part of like an art writing competition. So we had like a talk, which is on our Instagram. Calia Collective.
Nice.
Simple.
Well, we'll have that spelled on the Instagram for anyone.
And yeah, we had like a little competition, so people sent in entries and we got funding by Create Scotland or Young's. I can't remember who it was actually. It was the Time to Shine like fund. It's like a Young Scot, which I think is Create Scotland.
Thank you, paid partnership.
Yeah, so that we had like a competition and then we had like prizes. But that zine is also available to buy. but we've also done like we did like a postal exchange project, which was really fun. And that
I never
like
did part in that. And then I saw everyone else who did, and I was like, oh.
It was so good. It was so nice. There was like over 200 people that did it, and it was like across the UK, and it was like during lockdown as well. So yeah, like
you are doing really fun stuff. Like I always see that. Like I mean, you haven't posted in a while.
I know. I know.
But I'm expecting big things. Like. Y'all are more active in the summer, which is ironic for the name of the...
Yeah.
For the name of the...
We'll get to that. yeah, I don't know. I think right now we're just having a wee break. We're a bit, like, burnt out, to be honest.
Honestly, so fair.
Yeah, it gets too much sometimes. but, like, we're not gone for good. We're coming back.
The therapeutic wee podcast. You are.
You are valid.
It's okay to take a break sometimes. so how many of you are there in the collective? Is it four?
There's four of us. So there's me, Maddie, Katie, and Rosanna.
But the real collective is the friends we make along the way.
Yeah. And, you always have to do that, don't you?
Cara's a fan of the pod as well as a friend of the pod, so she knows
friend
the,
of the pod,
she
knows the fan of the pod.
How do I make this about Game of Thrones?
I actually haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Cara didn't have Sky growing up, and she makes her whole personality now.
Like, you make it my whole personality.
I did not. So, the four of you, why did you decide on that name for the collective?
Well, we wanted like a kind of like Scottish name, because obviously it's like the focus was like Highland.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And
Scotland today.
That was really good. That was really good.
I will be doing voice work. What do you call that?
Voice work.
Is it? Like,
I think so.
Voice actor.
Yeah. Okay.
Pop off this. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, and then I like found the story of the Kaliak and like the fact that she's like the creation goddess.
Yeah.
And she I was like, yeah.
She's got
yeah.
her hammer.
So I was like, creative people, creative goddesses. This could work.
And also you're a cold bitch.
Yeah. That too.
That's quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, I just thought it fit, but it's also quite annoying because none of us speak Gaelic.
So... Do you not?
No.
Nobody spoke Gaelic.
No. None of us speak Gaelic. So, like, anytime anyone asks, like, what it's called or, like, how to pronounce it, we're like.
It's different every time.
Literally, it's so bad. And I do apologize to all those Gaelic speakers out there.
It's about fun. It's about trauma. So the four of you, I'm like, I know Maddie didn't, I'm pretty sure none of those people went to our school. Like, how did you meet? Like, how did you become friends?
Yeah, so me and Rosanna are from Inverness. Maddie's from like just around Fort William, and Katie's from Kyle of the Kalsh. So when we were like, I think it was like 2016, there was like this summer school being hosted by Room 13, which is like a little kind of arts thing in Fort William, where we just had like a week and we were up in Strontian, like up north. We were in this like school and there was like, you know, like in like rural areas, like people have to like stay over like at school. Yeah. So we were like in the school and then we were in like the little boarding house, like as well, like staying there.
You were Jimmy, private school girl.
Yes, very much that. And like that week, we just had like a week to like make stuff, and there was like artists that were like facilitating it. Yeah, so we met at that, and we all just like clicked. And then yeah, we always kind of like wanted to have a little collective, and then like we were thinking about it for a while, and then in lockdown 2020,
is that when it started?
Well, we launched it in September, but that's when like I messaged everyone, and I was like, wait, we should do this.
So you're in charge?
No. I would say it's a non-hierarchical wait, that space.
That was good interviewing. Like, I put you on the spot.
I know. I feel like you're like important. That, like,
gotcha. What's his name? It was my gotcha moment.
Yeah. In lockdown, yeah, I, like, messaged everyone. I was like, I think we should do this. And just because I was, like, because I didn't go to art school and I came back up here, I was just feeling, like, quite isolated.
Yeah, I feel like
sob story.
We were all feeling like that in isolation.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I know, but I no, mean,
I'm
like,
kidding. I'm kidding, guys. No,
I'm crying, guys. I'm literally crying right now.
You're valid, and that's okay.
You're valid. No, I meant like creative wise. Like, obviously, everyone was like isolated.
Yeah, because the whole thing with like artistic ideas is sharing.
Yeah.
And getting other people to critique.
Collaboration.
You. And I guess like Instagram's great for that in a sense, in that with lockdown happening, you could still get feedback, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have the people to bounce off of. I get what you mean.
Yeah, like so much of it is about like sharing like ideas and yeah, techniques, skills and like
passion.
Information and just
body fluids.
And I just thought like it would be nice for something like fun up in the Highlands.
Something for the girls.
Something for the girls, something like the Highland summertime. Girlies, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just, it's quite hard to like find people up here. And we just like wanted to make something that made that like a little bit easier.
That's excellent.
You were just looking at me and I was like,
that was good. No, thank you. So I'm a big follower of the podcast. Not the podcast.
I'm a big fan of my own work. Love
it. And your collective's okay too. No, I'm a big fan of the collective. I've been following you since day one. On three separate accounts. Now I follow you on four different accounts now.
What other Instagram account? Oh, Creepy Wee Pod.
Yeah.
The Creepy Wee Pod.
At the Creepy Wee Pod. So yeah, I'm a big fan. Do you have any projects coming up?
There's nothing like set in stone, but we want to like
make another zine.
No, I think actually like the route that like, we want to go down now that, like, I mean, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen with lockdown and that, but...
In these uncertain times.
Yeah. But I feel like COVID is not as, like, uncertain as it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of... The government are flops, but scientists have been putting a lot of effort into, like, making so many things, like, putting in so many hours.
They've been working hard.
To apply... working for Monday. But they never lost 1 minute sleep. And
no.
They laughed, they cried, they took a shot. Oh, they gave you a shot.
They gave you a shot. You all get a shot.
You get a shot. You get a shot. You get a shot. We are just segueing so hard.
I know.
But yeah, there's a lot more measures in place that make it a lot more...
Yeah, so I would...
Possible to do things.
I would like to do more in-person things because I feel like... Like, maybe. Yeah. No, sorry. To anyone that got excited. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like actual in-person things would be really nice. Like maybe some workshops or like a little meetup. We always kind of want to do that. Like a little art club. Like that would be so fun.
Yes, you could start doing that thing where people like go around school and they're like, this is what we do. You should do this too. Well, not forcing your idea. It's not like a regime.
I'm terrified of children.
Pioneers or whatever. I am terrified.
No, not even children, just like teenagers.
And where do you think that comes from? No, I'm giving hope right here now.
I feel like I'm Megan.
Are you scared of them or were you?
Silenced.
I wish I was silenced. Right now, I wish you were silenced.
Silenced, dude.
What were we talking about? Actually, my brain can't do this today. Oh yeah, back to the point at hand. Every time I say something I lose my train of thought. But yeah, we'd like to do, yeah, like more like in-person things. I'd quite like to do like a big party. Maybe I shouldn't be leaking all these secrets, but...
No, this is good shit.
Yeah.
I mean, for me. For you, maybe
I just feel like an event would be so fun, and we could have, like, DJs
when
I stuff.
You're being held accountable when you say it now.
Yeah.
Oh my god, DJs, yeah.
Like, people like from the Highlands. Yeah. Get some, like, Highland musicians. Because we don't want it to just be, like, visual art. Like, obviously, that's all of our kind of...
forte.
Yeah. I would like to promote, like, all kinds of creativity. But obviously, like, we're all kind of... like visual artists, or like we all work with like kind of material visual yeah. forms, but yeah, music's fun too.
I love music. One of my favorite artists is Arca. okay.
But not just music.
Not just music,
I don't sounds, know, everything, yeah,
adjectives, nouns. Places.
People.
Wait, places, I guess, are...
Expand.
Boom, shaka, shaka, shaka.
Oh my god, you're so right.
I'm so right about that, and I've always said it. Well, I don't really think I have any other questions for you right now.
Am I done?
You're done. You're done.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Well, thank you for coming along.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So that's Cara Murray from the Kalia Collective.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. We'll put the Instagram name in our Instagram post, I guess, after the episode. Pause for dramatic effect. Do you know how to spell it?
I do, actually. It's CALLEACH.
Collective.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Cara Murray from Kalia Collective.
Thank you, Lily Nielsen from Coogsley Farm.
I've said it differently every time.
I know.
I've said it.
It's okay. Well, I don't even know how to say it.
Anyway, coming up is Becca with a little story on who Kalia really is in Scottish folklore and myth.
Hi, Becca.
Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Cara.
I can't believe you did it.
We're recording this separately for everyone listening, so like Becca saying hi Cara was cringy, so like bully her, throw eggs at her. Shame. Oh my god, I did it. I made a game. No, in the interview, you don't know this yet, but in the interview I was like, how do I make this about Game of Thrones? And I just did it. Shame.
I literally, when I was doing my research for this, I was like, I'm not going to make Kaliak about Game of Thrones. And then I and there is a bit where I was like purposefully like, I could mention Game of Thrones here and I'm not going to, but now I am. Anyway.
You got the green light. It's okay.
So the Kaliak is a Celtic deity and she's basically like the witch of winter or the queen of winter. Her name comes from the old Irish Kaliak, which means veiled one or means old woman, hag, old bitch.
Nasty,
like.
Dirty, smelly.
Literally. So she, in Scotland, where she is also known as Bera, she's credited with making the mountains and large hills, particularly in the west of Scotland and the Western Isles. And these features were formed by her feet. When she took big, massive steps across the land, she would form like stepping stones, basically. And then there's other variations where she would be carrying, she's always carrying a big basket.
Yeah.
She's always got somewhere to be and she's always carrying a big basket and she drops shit out her basket all the time, apparently. Because she drops clay out her basket and it sometimes forms hills or mountains. But there's other variations too where she carries a huge hammer. And she,
yeah, I was about to say, I thought she carried a hammer.
There's like several, I was reading a book by Donald Alexander Mackenzie. You might remember him through the Scottish Customs and Superstitions episode. No, wait, it was the Scottish Vampires episode. Because he was the one that, like, I think it was the Bevan Shee, he wrote about, because I was like, oh, I know his name.
Not her.
But he's quite a famous Scottish folklorist, and he puts in, like, every iteration that there is. So there's the basket, there's the hammer, there's the feet, and there's the staff. She uses the staff along with a hammer, so she basically, like, shoves
her
staff
in. Not her hammer sickle era.
She shoves her staff into the ground and it forms springs and rivers. The largest feature that she created was actually Scotland. So it said that she would be like, one time she was walking across, which I can only assume is the sea, because she's a giant. And clay fell for her basket and it formed Scotland. And another piece of clay fell out of that basket once Scotland was formed, this huge piece of clay fell out and it created Ben Nevis, which is the highest peak in the British Isles and in Scotland, obviously. In other cases... Oh, sorry, what?
Yeah, she's big, huh?
Yeah.
I thought he was just like normal size. Well, not like normal size. I'm not being sizist or anything. Sorry, Kalia, if you're listening. But like, I just thought she was like normal height.
I would assume so because her feet managed to shape the ground and because she managed to walk in the sea with her basket no being in the sea. A lot of deities can actually like change size. Like, so like sometimes she would appear as like a small old creepy woman and then other times she's, well, Donald Mackenzie, he says that Bera was a one-eyed giant with white hair, dark blue skin, and rust-coloured teeth. Kind of like the Night King. The Game of Thrones. With the blue skin and the busted teeth. But a lot of Scottish giants, so like if I'm going along where the one-eyed, blue-skinned, giant purple people eater. that one-eyed blue skin kind of thing, I've read about Scottish giants before where they have like blue skin and one eye and they've got like one leg, one giant leg on upon which they hop. That's what Scottish giants look like. So I don't know if she's like another variation of a Scottish giant with the blue skin and stuff, but it appears that she has all her limbs.
Yeah,
just the one foot.
Do you know what else I've heard about Scottish giants? Like, because they have that one eye, the reason they don't have the other eye is because they leave it out to keep an eye out for Selena.
I thought you were going to tell me some great fact about Scottish folklore that I've never heard.
Gotcha.
The Calliope displays several traits befitting the personification of winter. She uses her staff to freeze the ground, and she also fights spring. Well, she fights against, like, the changing of the seasons. She constantly wants it to be winter, essentially. So in partnership with the goddess Brigia, I think that's how it's pronounced.
I always thought it was Bria.
Bria, is that not, like, a name for Calliope, though? Anyway, I'll explain. So, in partnership with the goddess Bria, the Calliope is seen as a seasonal deity or spirit. So she rules winter between Samhain and Beltane, the first day of summer, while Brigia rules the summer months between Beltane and Samhain. So some interpretations have the Calliope and Bria as, like, two faces of the same goddess, so that might be why their names are so similar.
Yeah, I actually did read something once, I'm pretty sure, where it's like, so you're saying, like, two faces of the same goddess. Like, I read something about how, like, there's sort of, like, symbolism in it, that she's this beautiful, like, young woman in spring, and she kind of just, like, gets older through summer, and it's like the season of a year is kind of just like her life cycle almost, and then into autumn, like after Samhain, that's when she starts winter, and then that's when she becomes like this old, like, crone, and she becomes more decrepit, and it's sort of like symbolism for, like, how the trees change and how nature changes through the seasons.
That's the version I like the most.
Me too. I think it's beautiful.
I like Brigia, and is it Breed? I don't know. Some people say it differently. And the Calliope being the same person.
Yeah.
There's other interpretations of the story where the Calliope slowly turns to stone on Beltane and then returns to flesh during Samhain in time to rule her the winter months. Oh, so, like, when she's too. When she's solid, the earth manages to. the earth manages to, like, fall out, and it's the sun is able to shine and stuff is able to grow because she's not there. And then as she, like, returns to flesh on Samhain, she can make it cold again.
Yeah.
Depending on the local climates and the transfer of power between the winter goddess and the summer goddess is celebrated by, like, February the 1st, which is the earliest, and Beltane, the 1st of May at the latest, which is called Lahal Brigia. And then local festivals marking the arrival of the first signs of spring may be named either after the Calliope. There's, like, loads of, like, local traditions that are, like, named after, like, these different celebrations are named after either Calliope or Brigia. Lefil Brigia is also a day the Calliope gathers her firewood for the rest of the winter. So legend has it that she intends to make winter last a while longer. If she does have that intention, she'll gather up more wood and she'll make sure that the weather on February the 1st is bright and sunny, that so she can gather plenty of it and keep herself warm for the coming months. And then as a result, people are genuinely relieved if Lefil Brigia is on a day where it's, like, dark and cloudy or rainy.
I never knew that. That's cooler.
So if it's dark and cloudy, it means that the Calliope is asleep. She'll run out of firewood quicker because she's, like, been asleep all day, basically, and which means winter is nearly over. So if she's out collecting firewood on a sunny day on the 1st of February, it means that winter will last a tiny bit longer, which is...
I can't take that this year. 1st of February. If the 1st of February is sunny, I'm leaving. I'm moving country. Fuck Scotland. No, I'm kidding.
So this tradition, the 1st of February... being used to, like, collect firewood and stuff like that, if it's sunny on the 1st of February, that kind of tradition, it's believed to have remained in America, but with a groundhog in place of the Calliope, and it's known as Groundhog Day. I didn't bother to double check if that's actually what Groundhog Day is, because I didn't care, and this is now an American folklore podcast, so if there's any Americans out there or somebody who lives in America who can tell me what the fuck Groundhog Day is, because I've only seen the film. And it's not really about Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's.
Really I love good that film. Watch yeah, I love it, everyone. It. Highly recommend. Who's that? Tom Hanks.
No, it's Bill Murray.
Oh, I always get them confused. I literally always get them confused. I'm so embarrassed right now on this pod, but whatever.
So, according to Mackenzie, the winter solstice marked the end of her reign as the Queen of Winter, at which time she visited the Well of Youth. Which is fictional, although I did Google it and it said that there's one on the Isle of Skye. I think folk, like, just hear these folklore stories and go, oh, this is where that is. Yeah.
It's always Isle of Skye. Like, how can there be so much stuff on that? Have you ever been to the Isle of Skye? Like, it's not that big.
No, I've not, but like,
all
it does
be
look...
here.
I mean, fuck it, Jill knows. There's in Scotland, the Caillacen, which literally means old women, are also known as storm hags, are seen as the personifications of the elemental powers of nature, specifically the destructive aspect of nature. And they are said to be particularly active in raising windstorms in spring, kind of like in spring when it gets like really windy and rainy just before summer,
yeah,
and the changing of the seasons. This is known as a Caillacen, which is just means like a stormy, rainy period. So, aye, that's essentially who the Caillacen is, what she looks like, what she does. It can be quite confusing because there's quite a lot of different versions of the same story, which is true for like every single deity, not even just Celtic, like Greek, like Norse, etc., etc. Like they've all got like different things behind them. So, I would recommend that anybody, if they want to hear like every single iteration in detail, I mean, it's not that detailed, I did try my best, but Donald Mackenzie's like Scottish folklore books are really good. You can find them like free PDFs online because he died like 100 years ago or something. I'll let Liam tell us a story about how, well, one of the ways that the Caillacen brings winter in.
So, as Beck has already said, Caillacen is like responsible for making like Ben Nevis and everything. But there's more to her than that. So she, again, as I said, brings in the start of winter. And this happens at the end of Samhain, Halloween. As soon as that's over, she's like, I'm here, girls. I'm ready to go. And then what she does, the first thing she does when she's awake again, she's like, I've got to wash my clothes. She will go to the Corrie Brechin, which is like a natural whirlpool between Jura and Scarborough. And do you know what is an actual fun fact about this? It's one of only 7 naturally occurring whirlpools in the world. So like,
it is
Scotland,
big and very scary. Like,
yeah,
if you Google it, like it's very ominous.
Yeah, like it makes you believe in like otherworldly things. Like it's a force of nature. But basically what happens with her bringing in winter is she'll go to the Corrie Brechin, and I guess I should have realised that she was a giant. Like, I feel so stupid now because I'm, like, thinking about how what she does is she takes off her plaid, her plaid, however you pronounce it, and she'll wash it in the Corrie Brechin, and then when it comes out, it's pure white, and she just drapes it over over the mountains to dry. And that's what creates the snow. That,
oh,
that's cute, isn't it?
Oh, I love that.
She's washing her wee clothes.
I mean, every time you read a story about the Caillacen, though, like, you think she might be like evil or something, but that sounds quite cute.
Yeah,
you're and like, she oh, made Scotland. How is she a baddie?
Yeah, she's kind of like just your granny. She's Scotland's granny. Oh. Yeah, so she just lies it out to dry. And I think it's really nice that like her first thing she does when she wakes up is washes her wee blanket. <It's so cute. laughs> But what I find, there's actually a story about the Corrie Brechin of why it's called what it's called, which I find very fun. So I'm just going to tell that for you now. So basically, there was a prince of, well, this is up for debate, it's either Norway or Denmark, and depending on who's telling the story, and he came over and he fell in love with a Scottish noblewoman, a noble girl, material girl, and her dad was like the lord of the isles at the time, like around Jura, and he proposed that he wanted to marry the maiden and to ask for her hand in marriage, and to prove his worth, he was tested to spend 3 nights with his boat like anchored in the in the Corrie Brechin or whatever it was called before this. He accepted the challenge because he was so taken by the maiden, and before this, 3 wise men came to visit him. Came to visit him and were like, you should take ropes to anchor yourself. And I'm like, this part of the story, I'm kind of like, what else was he gonna like, what else is he gonna do? Just the boat would sit there. But they said you should take 3 ropes, 1 for each night, and one should be made of hemp, one should be made of wool, and one should be spun from the hair of the maiden. Yeah.
Did she have to go bald for this?
Yeah. It might be like sort of like a Shrek the Third Rapunzel moment where it's actually just been a really big bald cap the whole time. But yeah, so, and like basically the hair is braided, and like her purity and her innocence will like anchor you or whatever. All that metaphor nonsense. But the story gets good. So on the first night he went out and he anchored his boat and he used the hemp. And the hemp anchor, it broke, but the boat was spared. And he came back into land in the morning, rested up, got his grind set on, went back out again that evening. And the second night he anchored his boat with the cotton anchor. And again, the anchor broke, but the boat was spared, and he came back into land. And now on the third night, he used the maiden's hair, the rope woven from the maiden's hair, and he threw that into the water. And it, like I said, was relying on her purity to keep him through. But the rope made of the hair broke, and then he sort of realized, oh, maybe she's not as virtuous as I thought.
Oh.
Oh. And I was like, I kind of love that for her. Like, I'm like, yes.
Material
get
girl.
Get your whole girl. Material girl. anyway, the boat drowned. He died.
The boat drowned.
Like everything just went down. He drowned.
Oh my God.
And his name was like, so it's, there's many spellings of it. There's like Brechin, Brechin, but like one of them is the Brechin, like BH Gaelic way of spelling it. And that's why it's called the Corrie Brechin. It's named after him. Like that's one of the legends of it. But then also it, like, what is the meaning of it? Something about the Corrie of the Plaid or something. So it could also be named after Caillach. So
yeah, I'm pretty big. On the Wikipedia, it says, like, oh, Corrie Brechin, like, it's, like, the basin of the Great Plaid or Plaid or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, up for debate. Like everything else, these things
everything
have, like,
multiple
meanings. But I'm going to go with your one because I like it better. That's actually good, though. I love that. I love a folk tale.
I love a folk tale as well. And then my next one's going to be a folk tale as well. So, yeah, that's one of my favourite Scottish folk tale stories. And now I'm going to tell another story, which I might have told already on the pod, but fuck it. This is my space. This is my safe space, okay? and that involved, this actually more strongly involves Caillach. And it's about how she made Loch Ness. So basically, Caillach is Scotland's architect. She made the mountains, she made the lochs, she made, like, she did it all. She's... Me and Cara touched on this already. She's the Celtic goddess of creation, which is nice, and it's poetic about her collective's name, which is cute. So basically, because Caillach only has one eye, she obviously can't oversee everything at once. Like she's up on her throne on Ben Nevis, that's where she lives, and she's like looking around. And she's like, she can't look at everything at once, so. With her rivers, one of them being the River Ness, she used to have, like, maidens. I'm talking a lot about maidens today. I'm kind of obsessed with it, but...
Unlike anyway. You, but...
Unlike me. maidens are the original, like, pop girlies. yeah, so she used to have maidens that guard wells, and the River Ness was watched over by a maiden called Nessa. And... Nessa used to have to, like, every morning she would go to the well and she'd make sure that it wasn't churning and overflowing so that the river just would flow normally.
Mm-hmm.
But one day Nessa was wooed by a young gentleman, and she went off to see him, and she accidentally stayed longer than she should have. And when she got back, she... realized that the well had gotten out of control and it had spewed forth, and the River Ness had, like, gushed out of this well that she was supposed to be watching over. And Kaliak noticed this and was angry. So like this is where she gets less cute. This is where Kaliak gets less cute.
Oh yeah.
She was angry at Nessa, who was just a stupid human. And as punishment, she said, well, this river's not going to fix itself. So she turned Nessa into Loch Ness to like dampen the end of the river to catch it all. And that's so she's sort of like the spirit of Loch Ness, if you will. She's Nessie, aww, confirmed. Which I think is a, like, I think that's a cute story. I love Scottish folklore stories, so that's one of my favourites as well.
That's cute, but also sad as fuck. But
yeah, like, she's not allowed to have love in her life.
Oh,
men ruin everything.
Yeah, that they'll distract you. That's the moral of the story is that men will distract.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the Bechdel test, so we can't rely on it. But I also wanted to finish on that story because next week, next episode is our 10th episode. So we're like, we've got to do something special. And we have thought long and hard. And those of you who've been waiting for this for a long time, and we're going to do Loch Ness. Scrape your pocket, scrape your pocket. That doesn't check well. I'm sorry. My name fits, okay? Anyway. Do you want to close us out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to editing this and editing you and Cara, but I feel like Loch Ness and Nessie specifically has been a long time coming. We are huge, huge stans in Nessie.
Yeah,
we 100%,
real.
Like, we believe in her.
We've seen her.
She believes in us.
She believes in us. I believe in you.
Oh my god, the way that I've got like so many plans for how to start and finish that episode, and I feel like I might actually put Kylie Minogue in there at some point to like round it off. You're going to hate wait until it goes live, but I think you can already guess how I'm going to start the episode. I fear
not going to be the regular music for this next episode.
It will be, but it'll fade into a very nice pop culture reference to Dewi Nessie. Yeah. It's not going to be like the expert film or anything like that, but
I think I know now.
Yeah, I think I've seen this film before. That is us. That's our first Celtic day that we've done. Much more to come. We've got a lot of planning today for our next few episodes, so if you do want to send in an episode request, you can send it to us at Twitter at The Creepy Wee Pod, Instagram at The Creepy Wee Podcast, or you can send it to our email address, thecreepyweepodcast@gmail.com, or you can submit questions on our website as soon as I make that feature that I just brought out of thin air, because I love getting myself more work today.
If we're friends, you can just text me and then I'll do that.
Yeah.
So make friends.
Yeah, if you're my pal and you really, really want to hear something, you can just message me and I'll feel obliged to do it because I'm such a people pleaser. But that's us. What a great episode, Liam. We're just the best.
Sorry,
this is late.
Oh my god, play.
It's late. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.